So how much sleep does your child actually need? Yes, they're all different, and yes, some children need more sleep than others, that's true. But generally speaking, 95% of children will sit within a realm of averages, and you can pretty much gauge roughly where those sleep needs are going to be. The trouble is, we all think that we're in that 5% that just defy the odds and the averages. We're really not. 95% will. There's usually quite a prominent reason why a child wouldn't fit those averages. But how do you know how much that is? Well, of course I can tell you, and I can share that information with you, and I have charts on this kind of thing which are pretty accurate and will give you a really good scope. But the thing I think to remember that applies to, because I'm speaking to a large audience here, and you could have a newborn or a six-year-old, so I can't go through every single age, but what I can tell you is that between the ages of 0 to 6, most children in the Western world and in our kind of culture and society will do well with a bedtime somewhere between 6 and 8 p.m. and they will sleep for, usually they'll manage a good 12-hour night at the beginning, and then, you know, that will start to taper off, and somewhere between 10 and a half and 12, or even some children will do 13 hours, is quite normal for a night's sleep. So somewhere between 10 and a half and 12 hours will be about right until they're out of this scope that I'm talking about, which is up to age 6. So that is your night sleep. And then day sleep, how does the day sleep look? Well, they of course need more naps when they're younger, and the naps are very irregular and a bit disorganized when they're little. They usually start to take shape, and around somewhere between 4 and 6 months they should settle down into a nice solid 3 naps a day. Between so 3 and 6 months, they're doing 3 naps a day. They then stay on 3 naps a day until they're probably around 9 months, 10 months, when that transition will shift and they'll go on to 2 naps a day. At this point, they're taking 2 naps, probably totaling around 3 hours. That's about right at that stage, about 3 hours sleep in the day, roughly. And then they should stick to that until somewhere between 13 and 17 months. Now, there's quite a broad spectrum, that one. Somewhere between 13 and 17 months, they'll make the transition from 2 naps to 1. This transition's a tricky one, and do have a look at the episode we did on transitioning from 2 naps to 1 if you fall into this category, because it is a challenging one. It can take quite a long time. Sometimes you think you're there and then you're not quite there, and so it can be a slower move, that one. So have a look into more detail on that, on the episode we did about that transition. But when that transition comes, it comes somewhere between 13 and 17 months, and once they're firmly settled onto that 1 nap a day, it usually begins as quite a long nap. Where they maybe were doing 3 hours over 2 naps, they might then start to do a good 2.5, maybe 3 hours in just 1 nap initially. Then it will probably settle onto 2.5 hours for a while, before eventually then settling down to just 2 hours. I say just, there'll be parents going, wow, I'd love it if I got 2 hours, but that is about right. So from the time they are steadily on to that 1 nap a day, from about age 2, all of age 2, from 2 to 2, nearly 3, all of age 2, 2 hours sleep in 1 nap in the middle of the day is about the average, is about right, and it's what most do need. And if you are in any variation on that, you will be probably half an hour either side. You know, maybe your child just won't do more than 1.5 hours, or maybe your child will still do 2.5 hours. Either are fine. Any further outside of that scope, and there may be other things going on. If they're doing a lot more, it could be because they're not getting the sleep in the night and they're making up for it. If they're doing a lot less, hopefully that's not through you restricting the nap, but it could be that they're just struggling to take that sleep. And again, I would look at the night sleep to work out why, and also the timings and things to work out why. But that's problem solving, and that's another episode. This is about how much sleep your child needs. I do find lots of parents and also many nurseries will, with two-year-olds, they'll start to limit the nap. And sometimes what parents do as well is they find that they're seeing challenges with sleep at nighttime. So they just think, well, my child battles bedtime, so I'll restrict their daytime sleep. We'll limit them to an hour's nap. And oh, look, they settled better at bedtime. That was the problem. Probably wasn't the problem. And you're probably on borrowed time with that solution. If you're restricting their daytime sleep, they probably are overtired anyway. If they're overtired, that's why you get the battle at bedtime. That's why you're seeing that. It's not that they're undertired, they're probably overtired. So they resist the sleep. They then go to sleep later at bedtime, whether or not they have a disturbed night or an early start maybe. And then the nap's restricted again when they're desperately trying to catch up. My advice to you with 2-year-olds is they don't want to nap most of the time. Sometimes at nursery, they're pretty good. They copy their little friends and they do what they, you know, all their friends are doing, and it can be easier. But at home, especially, most 2-year-olds don't want to take a nap, but they do need it. So keeping that up is really important, and it will often stop you from seeing big challenges with nighttime sleep. So restricting the nap as a means to get better nighttime sleep is rarely the right solution, rarely. There are situations where it can be the right thing, but I would say certainly 9 times out of 10, it really isn't. Certainly not with typical behavioural sleep challenges. So if you're not sure on that one, do get in touch. We can have a chat and I can fathom that one out for you pretty quickly. So yeah, that's with 2-year-olds. So once they're down to one nap, they'll probably sit on that, and over time it will gradually decrease quite naturally. And if you're not restricting that nap, you'll see that happen. You'll see that they were, you know, they used to do 2.5 hours, then they did 2, and over time it went down to 1.5 hours, and it just gradually moved back. Let that happen, and don't try and suddenly snatch that nap away from them. The chances are they still need a little bit of sleep. And most children will need either some form of nap or quiet time right up until age 3.5. Lots of people are surprised that it's that late, and many parents think that, you know, well, by 2.5, it's gone, right? It's really not. Those of the real super alert temperaments, they'll have you believe they need less sleep than the average easygoing kind. They actually need more, and they often hang on to the nap longer than the average. So even up to age 4, some little ones are at school and they really still need a nap, but they can't. So there are solutions to get around that, which again, I can tell you another time, but just know that 3.5 is the average. Quite a lot will be ready to start to lose the nap around age 3 as well. You do get some who are ready at 3, somewhere between 3 and 4, you know, you're going to see that come up. So don't be too quick to get rid of that nap. Don't be too quick to get rid of the daytime sleep. It could be serving an important purpose. And if it's impossible to get your child to take that sleep, get it by motion. You know, if they need to take it, you know, if a pushchair walk or a car ride or something like that will help them, and it will just fill up the sleep tank, then so be it. And if all else fails, an early night can sometimes help to take the edge off as well. So there you go, a bit of an overview over the ages, because as I said, there are a lot of specifics at all the different ages, but giving you a bit of a scope there as to how much sleep your child actually needs as they grow, and you know, making sure they get that really nice replenishing restorative nighttime sleep is also so important too.